Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much. Hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar is here, too. Jeffrey's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We're coming up on his 18th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He's been hanging out with us a long time, since the previous millennium. He's an award-winning journalist. He's been a home officer for... Golly, coming up on this, this will be 28 years because his year coincides with my business founding. And he's the author of three books on being home-based. He's our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be with you.
Good to have you back. So Jeffrey, I publish information. We're content producers. We manufacture content. And one of the things that we do here is we publish it in all of our social media. And that's what we do. People expect us to put that out. They subscribe to our stuff and they look for it, right? But then there's this other side of social media that I'm still trying to find my way with.
Right.
I mean, my professional social media is squared away, right? But my personal stuff, how I use social media personally, is I'm still dealing with that, and my the thing that I use the most, almost exclusively, is LinkedIn.
Right.
So what do you think? What's your experience?
Well, you know, I got to tell you that we spend so much time focusing on whether it's blogging, you know, writing articles that we post to our website or to our blog site, and then sharing them over to our personal, but more likely our business page on Facebook, and then some of the other few social media sites that we might use. You know, we focus on our corporate brand, but we each have, you know, I may be Jeff Zabar and gotwords.com might be my business, and Small Business Advocate might be Jim Blasingame's brand, mm-hmm. as a corporation, as a bigger umbrella. But Jim and Jeff both have personal business brands that have to be nurtured. Mm-hmm. And LinkedIn is often, for many people, especially white collars out there who are, you know, content folk like you and me, you know, knowledge peddlers, as it were. You know, LinkedIn is that personal brand builder. Certainly you can bolster your corporate brand, but LinkedIn allows you to establish a voice for yourself in a professional venue and among professional peers that really allows you to establish your voice out there and get your word out that is almost separate from but attached to the larger corporate brand. And we often overlook that, you know.
Well,
we often don't nurture that.
If you got if you have a electric supply house, or you have a lumber yard, or you're selling, you know, construction piping or whatever, you know, honest to God American small business you have out there, you probably do have a Facebook page for the business, maybe tweeting and that sort of thing. But you should have your own LinkedIn site, the LinkedIn platform for dealing with peers across the industry, right?
Right, absolutely.
Around the country, maybe around the world. This is another level. LinkedIn is another level of connectivity. That it's just a different kind of a relationship, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it gets back to the point that I was writing, you know, starting to write and speak on home officing back in about 1995, mm-hmm. I was following a gentleman named Tom Peters, who was, mm-hmm. and probably still is, I've lost touch, but was a leading thinker of the brand and yep. very much so on the personal brand of who we are. And I remember Fast Company magazine had a cover, and yep. it had that sunburst that is the Tide detergent logo with, instead of Tide splashed across it, it said you. meaning you are the brand. And I think we lose sight of the fact that even if, whether we own a lumber yard, whether we're, you know, own a pipe company or a plumbing firm or florist, or we are a, you know, a knowledge peddler out there, we often lose sight of the fact that we are a brand. And we are a brand in and of ourselves that has to be nurtured, and we are experts in what we do and speak and write about or whatever the case may be, and people will turn to us for that information.
Right.
So that is something that we have to nurture in order to, you know, to bolster our brand. Because look, if people come to, you know, Jim or Jeff or Tom or Sally, who might know their industry really well, you know, there's an opportunity for all of us to both maximize, to nurture, again, to use that word, to nurture our brand and maximize our revenue-generating capabilities by being the expert on what it is that we do.
That's an excellent thought. That's a perfect thought for your local relationships. But I also want to encourage the founders of companies, business owners. I had a session with a company I know recently where there are three brothers who are the co-CEOs, and I encourage them to become thought leaders in their industry because they have great knowledge. They're very smart, very highly educated, very successful company. All three of them are. And I said, you should become thought leaders in your own right in the industry, just slowly but surely, because I said, one of these days you're going to want to sell this company, and your thought leadership can help elevate the value of the company.
Absolutely.
In addition to whatever they've done on Facebook or anything else in the marketplace.
I used to do a lot of writing and speaking for our small business administration and our small business development centers down here in South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things they were mostly on marketing. And I said, if you don't position yourself as the expert, as the thought leader in your field, not only will it diminish the value, or not diminish, but not accelerate the value of your brand and your company, as it were, but someone else is going to. And so if you have competitors out there, the smart competitors that you're facing out there are doing precisely that.
That's
even
right.
Even if they're not, assume they are. Assume they will. Assume that there's someone nipping at your heels who's trying to develop a brand that could cannibalize off
you. I'll tell you something else. If you're being targeted by a bigger competitor, If you're not being any kind of a thought leader, and someone else that they might target is, and they're showing a little bit more on offense, so to speak, you'll be at a disadvantage if you're not matching up with them. I believe that, don't you, Jeff?
Absolutely. Assume someone's after you. Someone's, you know, nipping at your
They're watching. There are
the
people
time.
Watching you. I promise you that. Hey, Jeff, I need your website quickly, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
Quick break. Right back with Jeffrey. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.